wake up. Wake up, wake up. Anyway, I won't go into that any further. Psalm 119, as you know, is focused on God's word. And there are some passages here that I just want to, I'm just more or less going to read. I might comment just a little bit. But there's 8 times that the psalmist says, teach me. And so it's sort of a prayer, sort of a cry out to God. And there's other places in through this passage. In fact, I think there's 30-some times where the psalmist prays, you know, make me this, quicken me. And so it's a statement of asking God to do something. And so I want to look at the times where it says, teach me. And I'll just, like I said, make a few comments. But as we go through these, what I'd like you to do is to think a little bit about, I remember the time God taught me that. It was a situation like that and God taught me. And so that'll be sort of the impetus through our testimonies. Now, you may have a testimony that doesn't relate to any of them, but you want to share that and let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And if God's done something in your life, like I said this morning there from the examples we had in Scripture, to glorify God and give him the glory when he's done something great for us. And so I don't want to put it to say within these parameters, but this will be the sort of the kickoff points for us. So let's go to verse 12, Psalm 119, verse 12. And let me read the verse before and after it, but the focus is verse 12. It says, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all thy judgments of thy mouth. And so God is blessed. And in that blessing, one of the things that he wants to do is to teach us. And so God is, I think he desires to let us know truth. He wants us to know his word. And that's a great cry out to teach us. Okay, verse number 26. And so let me read the verse before and after. Sometimes they relate, sometimes they don't. But let me just read them. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. I have declared my ways, and thou heardest me. Teach me thy statutes. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts, so shall I talk of thy wondrous works. So verse 26, I will declare my ways, and thou heardest me. Teach me thy statutes. That's an interesting concept there, and I don't think he's saying I've declared my ways in the sense I'm going my own way. But Lord, I've declared where I'm going, and you have heard me, but I still need your leadership. I still need your guidance. Teach me. I'm open. I was talking to someone here just this afternoon and sharing the blessing it was to my heart that this individual has walked with God for a number of years, and yet in our conversation, I just said, I appreciate that you're still willing to be taught after all these years of living for Christ. And I think the part where if we ever get to the place that we're not willing to say, Lord, teach me, that we're not opening ourselves up to what God would have us to do and how he would instruct us, I think that's where our heart starts getting hard, and our heart starts losing its responsiveness to God. Okay, number 33, verse 33, and I'll just, since that's a new section, I'll just read the verse after it. Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I will keep it unto the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law, yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. This is one of those verses, verse 33, that I like to think about when God personally teaches you. That's when you have your time of devotion, you say, and open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. And then God does that, and as he teaches you, he said, thy way of thy statutes, teach me them, and I shall keep it unto the end. Lord, I'm going to be faithful. And I think when God's done the teaching, and I'm not saying that men do that, but whether it's from the pulpit or your private time, but when God, this is a truth from God, you can say, Lord, I'm going to keep it. I'm going to follow it. Verse 66. So remember, as we go through these, if something just, I remember when God taught me that, or, God taught me something, in that sort of circumstances. So remember those. Okay, let me read, because it's verse 68 mentions it too. So let me read 65 all the way down to 69 here. Thou hast dealt well with thy servant, O Lord, according unto thy word. Teach me thy good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now have I kept thy word. Thou art good and doest good. Teach me thy statutes. The proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep thy precepts with my whole heart. So verse 66, teach me your good judgment and knowledge. I think we always need that. Lord, help me to be discerning. Help me to be understanding in those things. And then I like 68 even better. They're both great verses, but thou art good and doest good. Two things about God that you always need to remember. He is always good, and he's always doing good. And so as he is sovereign over the affairs of men, I was talking to someone again after the service this morning, and they were saying, boy, that is, it's so good to know that the Lord always has a plan in place, always has a direction that he wants to take us. And we, in our response, have to say, Lord, you're good, you're always doing good, so teach me. Teach me what I need to know about your will and your ways. Okay, number 108. So verse 108. So let me read again 107 to 109. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy word. Accept, I beseech thee, the freewill offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me thy judgments. My soul is continually in my hand, yet do I not forget thy law. If you look at those two verses before, I'm afflicted. The one after it, lost some place there. My soul is continually in my hand, as if, you know, life-threatening situations. And in the middle of that, he still wanted to be taught. Lord, I need some discernment. I need guidance. And sometimes we get into those times of affliction, those times of difficulty, and that's when we have to really be open. Lord, help me not to lean to my own understanding in the middle of this heated situation, this difficulty I face. And so teach me thy word. 124. So again, I'll start in 123. My eyes fail for thy salvation and for the word of thy righteousness. Deal with thy servant according to thy mercy and teach me thy statutes. I am thy servant. Give me understanding that I may know thy testimonies. A little bit, Brother Josh in his prayer and thinking about God and his mercies toward us and the wrath that we deserve. And really, to think about it, that God would be willing to teach me. Him stepping off, you could say, the eternal glory and coming down to us to communicate to us that we don't deserve that. And so it's God's merciful kindness that he's willing to teach us. What a blessing. Well, God should teach me. I'm someone special. Well, we know we're special to him. But if we think we're special in that wrong sense, in our pride, that we got the wrong thing. So whenever God teaches us, let's thank him for it, because he has been merciful in teaching us. 135. Deliver me from the oppression. So I'm starting at 134. Deliver me from the oppression of men, so will I keep thy precepts. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant and teach me thy statutes. Rivers of water run down mine eyes because they keep not thy law. God's face to shine. That's special. We are special to him in the sense of he gave his son and we're accepted in the beloved. And he loves us as much as he loves his son when we're in him. And I think that's just showing part of his favor. I don't know if any of you have had these type of experience. Maybe you did something and you come to God and you say, God, please forgive me. And he does. You know he does based on 1 John 1:9, that he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins as we confess them. And I know I have had the experience in my life at times, Lord, would you, and maybe I'm asking for a little sign, but I say, Lord, would you please teach me something that I know that I'm still in your favor. And inevitably, the Lord does so. Teach me thy statutes. I forgot what verse it is now. Lost my place. Verse 135. Make thy face shine upon me and teach me thy statutes. I think that's a wonderful thing, that sometimes when you just ask, God, would you speak to me? Would you teach me? Would you help me to understand? And he often does, and that's just his smile and his love for us. So those are the references there from Psalm 119 about teach me. And again, you may have something else. Maybe there's just a life verse sometime in your life that or some special verse that just has come to your mind while we're talking about these things that you just want to share. There was a time he taught you, and it was really special. And so let's go ahead and share those. Let's do this. Let's sing one song. And then we'll have opportunity for testimony.